Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin Daf Nun Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. As we've been discussing from the beginning of our perek, that the perek has given us a list of treifas, and the halach is that whatever is considered a treifa by an animal is also considered a treifa by a bird. And therefore our Mishnah, when it begins discussing the treifas of a bird, does not repeat all the treifas, because we've learned them already. But there are certain treifas that are mentioned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah begins by talking about the kuvas haveshet, the hole in the veshet and the esophagus, and the cut in the gargaris, in the kana, in the trachea. Even though, as we've discussed many times in our perek, these are halachas that apply by an animal, because the reason the Mishnah felt the need to repeat this halacha is we would think that by an animal, where we know the halachas, we have to cut both the kana and the veshet. So that's where the halachas are as stated. By a bird, where it's enough to cut just one siman, either the kana or the veshet. So we would perhaps think that by a bird, even if it just has a hole in the kana, it would be a treifa. And therefore, the Mishnah repeated that the halacha of a kana by a bird is the same as halacha by the kana of an animal. And once the Mishnah taught us the halacha about the kana of a bird, it taught us the halacha of it repeated the halacha of the veshet of the bird. The Mishnah also continued to discuss where a cat attacked the bird to teach us that it only if it penetrates, as we're going to see, the membrane around the brain. But if just breaks the skull, it's not a treifa. Because we would think that since, as we're going to learn, by an oif shalmayim, by a bird that's from the water, there halach is that as soon as the skull is broken, it's a treifa. So we think maybe that's the halacha by all birds. That's why the Mishnah had to teach us the halacha that it's not that way by a regular bird. The Mishnah also repeats the halacha nikva adakin, where the intestines have a hole, to teach us that we would think, that as we're going to discuss, that if the intestines come out of the body, the halacha ought to be that maybe that bird is a treifa, even if it's not a hole in the intestines, just that they came out. That's why the Mishnah had to teach us that no, it's only a halacha by that the halacha is the same by a bird and by an animal. Only a hole in the intestines makes a treifa. The Mishnah also had to speak the din, teach us the halacha of a kurkvin, because as we discussed, there is no kurkvin by an animal. And the Mishnah is also going to discuss, the Mishnah and the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, are going to discuss the halacha of an animal, of a bird, if the internal organs of the bird got discolored because of fire, because in that case, the halacha of a bird and the halacha of an animal may not be actually identical. So begins the Mishnah of Eilat Treifas Ba'if. These are treifas by a bird, Nekuvas HaVeshet, as we just said. If there's a hole in the Veshet, Psukas HaGageres, if most of the kana is torn, Hooks HaGulda, Al Roisha, B'makam Shoyes HaTreifa. If a cat bit a bird in the place where the animal could become, the bird could be treifa, as we just said a moment ago, that means there was made a hole in the membrane around the brain. Nirkava Kurkavan, as we've discussed, a bird has a kurkavan, is where the food is digested. And so as we just said, an animal does not have a kurkavan. So our Mishnah is teaching us that the halacha is that makes it into a treifa. Nikva adakin, if the intestines have halacha, if they get a hole, they're a treifa. Nafal or if the bird fell into fire, the necht meru b'nei me'eha, and it's and the stomach and the intestines got discolored, im yirukim, if they became green, psulim. That's when that the animal, the bird is a treifa. Im adumim, but if it's red, it's kosher. But there's a machlokes rishonim. What does it mean that if they're red, it's kosher? Some say as that since the natural color of these birds, of these intestines and these organs is red, so even if they get more red than they were originally, it wouldn't change that the halacha is that the bird is still kosher. However, the Ran opinion is that if they get redder than they were originally, that is also considered that there was a discoloration. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that the Mishnah said as long as it's red, it doesn't make a difference if it got redder than it was originally or not. If it's just red, the halacha is that it's kosher. Darsa, if a person trampled the bird, v'tarfa, the kaisel, or he threw the animal against a wall, the bird against the wall, rotsa behema, or if an animal trampled it, umafracheses, and the animal is thrashing around, the bird is thrashing around, the halacha is in all these cases, as we've learned earlier in our Masechta and our Perek, there's a concern of risuk avarim. There's a concern that this bird suffered from a concussion. And therefore, if you waited 24 hours and it still survived, v'shachta, and then you shechted it, it's kosher. The Rishonim also discuss our Mishnah has been discussing the discoloration of an internal organ of a bird because of fire. And as we just said, and we're going to learn this more extensively as we get deeper into the shir, that the halacha is that that bird becomes a treifa. There's a machlokes rishonim, is that halacha also said by animals? The Rosh says that the halacha of scorched intestines is only by birds, not by animals, because since birds have a thick skin, that protects them from they were affected by fire. The Raiva disagrees that, and he says that an animal that is scorched by fire is also a treifa. The Raiva says, if that's the case, why did our Mishnah only choose to speak about it by a bird, not by an animal? He says, because it's rare to find an animal that survived such an injury. Because if an animal got so burnt that his intestines got discolored, the animal would usually die from the heat of the fire before the fire would burn its intestines. The Ravya explains that although an animal that's burnt, its intestines were burnt, is a treifa, the reason it was mentioned by birds is because it's more common for birds to experience such burns than animals. The Iter agrees with the Ravid, that he says that an animal which has staunch intestines is a treifa. He says, however, that there's a difference between animals and birds regarding the obligation to examine the intestines after coming in contact with fire. He says if a bird comes in contact with fire, one must assume that it sustained nechmer meyav, and it may not be eaten unless we examine the intestines and see that they don't have any sign of burn. However, when an animal comes in contact with fire, one may assume without examination that its hide protected it from the effects of the fire. The Radva says that the Rambam actually agrees with the Ravid. And the Rambam agrees that an animal whose intestines were scorched by fire is a treifa. He says that the Rambam differentiates between birds and animals only in a case where we found discolored intestines and we don't know the reason for that discoloration. He says in the case of a bird, we have to assume that this was caused by a fire and therefore it's a treifa. However, in the case of an animal, we'll say that the discoloration came because of disease, and therefore it's kosher unless we know for a fact that its intestines were burned by fire. The Mishnah also discussed a case where the birds were trampled upon. And the Paiskim discuss when do we have to be concerned by this. Some explain that this is only a concern if the bird's wings and legs were tied. He said, the Prima Gaddim is even more lenient. He says, even if the bird's hands and wings and feet are tied, as long as the bird is standing, we need not be concerned. However, there are Achronim disagree, and he says that they take the position that even if just the wings are tied, we have to be concerned, and we have to do the examination and the waiting time, as we saw in the Mishnah. There's also Achronim that discuss and differentiate if the bird fell by itself versus when it was pushed down by somebody else. And because of this, and based on all of this, the Chibina Rav Zatzal and the Shaila Sechuvas David Misharim Chela Gimel Simon Tzadik has a discussion about birds that are in a crate, and those crates are sometimes thrown. Why would be the halacha? Do we have to be concerned about a nefula? So he says, certainly, l'chatchila, we have to be most careful not to throw around crates. But he says, at the end of the day, the birds in the crate, their wings and legs are not tied. Moreover, he said, because they're all together in that crate, they cushion each other when they fall. And given all those considerations, but the evid, one could eat those chickens. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Levi de Amri Machnas Yadol Lefnim. So we spoke about a case in our Mishnah where the chulda, where the cat put its hand into the cat bit the head of a bird. So how do we examine it? So he says what you should do is put your hands inside the mouth of the bird. Obaidik. What you do is you pick up the palate of the bird's mouth. If you mitzavtzis v'ayla, if brain matter comes up, so that's a proof that there's a hole over here. And since we have a hole in the head over here, it's a trefa. V'mlav, but if that doesn't happen, so that's kshera, that's proof that the bird is a kosher, and there was no hole for brain matter to come out. There are others that say that the explanation is just the opposite. You push down. But we're going to learn with this pshat. Says the Gemara, so this examination, asked the Gemara, Hanich lamando ama adamankav karmatata, according to the opinion that holds that if both brains, as we've discussed many times in our shiurim, the organs of a body, of a bird, of an animal, have two membranes. So if we're going to say that it's not considered a trefa unless both membranes are torn, so then this is very understandable, because this is a test if there's a hole there or not. Eleman Domer, according to the opinion, Inki Velo, Akiv, Afgav Dolo Inkiv Tata, but according to the man Domer that says that even if the upper membrane has a hole, even if the bottom membrane has no hole, it's already a trefa. So ask the Gemara, why should we not be concerned that maybe the upper membrane has a hole? And the reason no brain matter came out is because you still have the protection of the bottom membrane. Answers the Gemara, is the ink of the law. If we had a situation where the upper membrane had a hole, tata, and the only membrane that's intact is the bottom membrane, tata agav rukluche mifkepaka. The lower membrane is not strong enough to protect. And since the lower membrane is not strong enough to protect, it won't be able to protect the animal. Amar Ziri, continues the Gemara, Ziri taught us, ein Bedika l'cholda, when a bird was bitten by a snake, there's no way to examine it. Neshishina dakos, its teeth are very skinny, and therefore the hole is so minimal, you won't be able to get, the by doing this test, the brain matter won't come up. Ask the Gemara, what's the difference if it has these skinny teeth? The hole is still going to be there. Answers the Gemara, and therefore what happens is that you may have a double hole in both membranes, but the two holes are not lined up because the teeth of the cat, the teeth of the cat are not lined up. They're crooked. And therefore, you'll have a bird with two membranes with a hole, but it will only be, won't, the, since they're not aligned, the brain matter won't come up. Says the Kisholok Nador. Says the when Ziri came from Bavel to Nador. So it's interesting to point out that the Maritz Chai says that Eretz Yisrael is Gavoya Mikol HaRotzos. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other countries. And therefore, whenever the Gemara mentions that somebody traveled to Eretz Yisrael, it says Solit. They went from a lower area to a higher area. Bavel, on the other hand, was in a valley, he says. And therefore, Bavel is lower than all other countries. And therefore, whenever the Gemara speaks about going to Bavel, the Gemara uses the lashon, the wording nochas, that means went down. So here, in our Gemara, he asks, we're speaking about Nador, and Nador is in Bavel. So how does the Gemara use the word kisolik l'nador? So he explains that Nador is on the way from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, somebody who's traveling, and he explains there was a city in Bavel called Bavel. And as you're traveling from the city in Bavel called Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and you're passing through Nador, you have to travel upwards. That's why it's called Kisolik Nador. Sholach Lehem, he sent to the Bnei Bavel the following message. He says, Dvarim Shamati Lefneichem, this halacha that I told you, that there's no way to check for a cat bite, Toshein B'yodai. What I said is incorrect. Bram, Kacham Rishmeid Rishim Ben Lakish, Boit Kelechol D'Biyad, we could do the test, as we just said before, by pushing the palate up. Because, as the Chasam Sofer explains, even if, as we just explained, the holes are not aligned, still, by pushing the palate up, it'll cause the holes to expand. And since it will cause the hole to expand, that will make that the holes will be lined up. Avil, he said, Loibe Masamer, that what we should not do is pass a needle over the brain membranes, because sometimes, even if you will have no hole, that passing over the needle to check if there's a hole will cause that it'll make a hole. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afa Masamer, Rabbi Yochanan says, we need not be concerned. So, we see Al Gemara introduced a new concept of Tos Heim B'yodai. Sometimes can make a mistake. I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemet has a most interesting shaila. He says there was a person who was unfortunately not well, and the doctor prescribed a medicine. And he got the medicine, and he was very surprised at how expensive the medicine that he was charged for. And he asked the pharmacist, and the pharmacist, he looked at the medicine, and he says that it was the wrong medicine. And indeed, the medicine that was sent them was a very expensive medicine, but wasn't the medicine they were supposed to have. Not only was it not the medicine they were supposed to have, actually it would be quite dangerous for him to take such a medicine. He called the pharmacist, and the pharmacist told him that, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Return the medicine, and I'll give you the medicine you're supposed to have. Obviously, this patient was so very upset about what happened, he just ordered the proper medicine from a different pharmacy. A couple months later, this patient who has still in his home the medicine he wasn't supposed to have, says, finds an advertisement in the paper that somebody is saying that he's very ill and he needs to take this medicine and is willing to pay a huge sum of money to get that medicine because apparently that medicine is not available. And he goes and he has this medicine, this expensive medicine that this patient needs and he has no use for, and he connects, and he connects to the person, and indeed the person is thrilled that he got the medicine and gives him, as he promised, a very significant amount of money for that. The pharmacist now discovers the story, and he says, that medicine isn't yours. It was a mekach tos. And there's a din tyra now who deserves this money. He says that, so he paskins, the Chushuk Chemed, says that the patient is one allowed to keep the money. Number one, he says that the payment that this new patient is paying for this medicine, he's not paying for the medicine. He's paying because he's in gratitude that this person is providing him with a medicine that he was unable to find. Gratitude is not payment. Number two, he says, the pharmacist never asked for his medicine back all these months. Only when does he all of a sudden need that medicine and say it's his? When there's so much money on the table. So that's too little, too late. And therefore, he says, the patient is the one who's entitled to keep the medicine, even though Tarsem B'Yadi was a mistake. Says the Gemara, this machlokes of how to examine the membranes around the birds that was attacked suggests the Gemara Plukta Rav Yehuda Ben Chemya. Is exactly machlokes Rav Yehuda Ben Chemya. Says, Chad Bada B'Yada, one examined with a hand fashion, with a hand method, the Chad Bada B'Gmatcha, one did the needle method. So I saw that the Mefarshim say that even though the Gemara is saying it's a machloikis, it's not necessarily a machloikis, because the mandam that says yoda doesn't mean that he holds mach that doesn't work. He's just saying that that's what he did, and so too vice versa. He's just saying what the Gemara means to say is that this is the way these two different people did this examination. Says the Gemara, mandabadik biyoda, the one that used the hand method, said to the one that used the needle method, you're wasting Jewish money, for as we've been explaining, you may cause a trefah. And the one that used the needle said to the one that used the hand, you're going to cause kliyosol to eat nevela. So if asked the Gemara, this is not a nevela. Veshchuti, we're talking about a bird that was shechted. Ella, he said, right, I didn't mean to say nevela, trefus. Shemanikav krum shemayach, because maybe this test is not really fully usable, fully reliable, and you may think that the animal is not a trefus when it is. Says the Gemara, didn't identify who held what. Says the Gemara, to stein the Yehuda who the badik biyadai, I'll prove to you as Rabbi Yehuda that used the hand method. The Tanya of Shimon ben Elazar, I'm Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Baitan chol de biyad. You should check a cat bite with the hand. Avloim masamen that with a needle. Nishbar etzem. But if the bone, if the skull broke, api shenoy nik of krum shemayach, even though the membrane did not tear, the bird is still a trefa. So says the Gemara, we see from here to Stayim, that it was Rabbi Yehuda that followed this method. The Noid of Yehuda, in discussing this halacha of a bird that has a broken skull, that it's a trefa, what does that mean? Does that mean that it itself is a trefa? Or do we say that although, as we've learned so many times, that that in order to be a trefa, the halacha requires that the membrane be punctured, that's by an animal. But by a bird, the halacha will say that the skull being broken is the equivalent of the membrane being broken. So the Noid Behuda's opinion is that it's considered that it's considered that it itself is a trefa, not because what could happen. The Baruch Tam disagrees, and the Baruch Tam's opinion is that it's not a trefa for itself. For as we've been learning many times, a trefa is only when the membrane is cut. Here, the membrane is not torn, and it's only a trefa because if the skull is torn, it's most likely that ultimately the membrane will tear also. Ask the Gemara, Hagu v'kasha. But let's try to understand this price, ask the Gemara. Amrit, we learned, Baitan l'chuldim b'yad. We examined a chuldim bite with the hand method of Avlai b'msama, not with a needle. Amo, it's like with the kusai. Obviously, we can do examination. V'adatani, but then the b'raisa says, Nishba etzim, if the bone is broken, the skull is broken, Abishlai nikav krum shamayach, even though the membrane is not torn, it's already treif. Amo, less like with the kusai, there's no point in doing an examination. Answers the Gemara, Seif Osloif Shamayim. The Bryce is speaking here about a bird that swims in the water. Such a bird, Toil Veinleikrum, doesn't have a membrane, so stops the Gemara. Veinleikrum Sakadata, can we suggest that there's no membrane around the brain? Says the Gemara, what it meant was, El Hoyle Vekrum Arach, since it has such a delicate membrane, the loch is that as soon as the skull is broken, it's already going to be considered a trefa. There's a machlokes rishonim how to approach this Gemara. Some suggest what the Gemara means to say is that since that's I think what the Rashba means to say that since the membrane around this bird is so delicate, the halacha is that it's considered as if it doesn't have a membrane. Others suggest that it's certainly considered a membrane, but since the membrane is so delicate, it's so likely that any hole in the skull will ultimately lead to a hole in the membranes, and that's why it's automatically a trefa. It's probably connected, this machlokes rishonim is probably connected to the machlokes that we just quoted between the Noid of Yehuda and Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman Ravanan. Mar Omer, you told me, he says, that Shmuel Badak B'yoda, Shmuel would do examination on a bird that was bitten by a cat with pushing it up with his hand, or Machsher. And based on what the examination showed, he would determine if the bird is kosher. And so did Rav Huna tell us that Rav did so. But ask the Gemara, Tani Levi told us, the trefas that Chazal taught us are trefas by behema, connected by oif, are also trefas by oifus. Yes, Olein, oif, but a bird has more, another trefas, that if the skull is broken, even though the membrane is not torn, so we see that it's already trefa as soon as the skull is broken. What's the point in this examination? To which he answered, again, the same teretz. We're talking about a bird that swims in the water, that's a different type of creature. Ask the Gemara, ain't like krum, can we suggest it doesn't have a krum? Rather, says the Gemara, its krum is delicate. Says the Gemara, he tanagoloso. There was a chicken that was bitten by a cat. Davabe Rav Chana, that was in the home of Rav Chana. Shara l'kamed Rav Masna, they sent this to Rav Masna, and he said, Nishba'atz v'loi nikav shomeh havoi. This is a situation where the skull is broken, but not the membrane. V'achshra. And Rav Masna said it's kosher. Omalei, to which he asked, V'tanei Levi, trefa shemar chom behema kenegnem ba'oif. Yes, aleim oif. The Nishba'atz m'apish lei nikav krum shomayach. So we see that as soon as the skull is broken, it's a trefa. Amalei Hassan, again, it's talking about oif shalmayim. And hoil, since the oif shalmayim has no krum. Again, ask the Gemara. Anyway, krum salkadatach, can we suggest that it has no krum? Elohim, hoil v'krumah rach. And again, I saw the Mefarshim ask, why do we need to say the story three times? So I saw that Tiferes Yaakov explains, since we see that they made the same mistake three times, it's an indication that they really weren't that familiar with this halacha, and that's why it was needed to be repeated. Says the Gemara, Rav Shizvi had a different way of examining. He said what he did was, b'shimsha, he put up the membrane against the sun, and if he put it up against the sun, he would be able to see exactly if there was any hole in that krum. Rav Yemir Berdek B'mayim, what he would do is, he would take off the krum, and then he would fill it up with water, and would see if there were any hole. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Berdek B'kila D'chitza, the way he did it was, he put some wheat over it, and again, he saw if as putting over the wheat, were there any cracks that maybe represented a hole. And I saw the Mefarshim explain that this is a more delicate way of doing this versus using a needle. On Rav Shizri, Hani Avzi Dadan, our geese, he said, Ka'oif Shalmayim Damyan. We evaluated them and we see that they have very delicate krum, they have a very delicate membrane, and therefore the halacha is that as soon as the skull is broken, it's going to be considered a treif. We learned in the Mishnah, nafla la'ar, if a bird falls into the fire and then the intestines get burned, if they're green, they're treif. If they're red, they're kosher. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Bishim Rabbi Yeshua, Bishim Rabbi Yossi ben Yeshua, Shir Yerukosam, how much had to turn green? The same as the size of the hole. And as we've been learning, whenever we speak about a hole, even the smallest hole, when we say green, it's even the smallest hole. So the Mefarshim point out, the Rishonim already point out, that yes, we've been speaking so many times about a hole, but in order for a hole to be considered a hole, to make something treif, the hole has to penetrate all the way through. So what's going to be the halacha regarding the discoloration? Is the halacha by the discoloration, as the Gemara is comparing discoloration to holes? So just like by hole, the hole has to go all the way in to be considered a problematic hole. So too will be discoloration has to be all the way through. Or is the halacha that discoloration, even the slightest amount of discoloration, is going to make it a treif? Why would we treat discoloration differently than a hole? So the Mefarshim explained, because by a hole, it doesn't, just because you have a hole, it doesn't necessarily mean that the hole is going to go deeper. And until the hole goes all the way, it's not considered a treif. However, when we speak about discoloration, if there's any discoloration, it's an indication that the discoloration is going to spread. And since it's an indication that discoloration is going to spread, even a minimal amount of discoloration will make a trefa. By Menei Rav Yosef Bereder Rav Shu Ben Levi, Rav Shu Ben Levi. Harika Kavod Kenege Bnei Ma'ayim. If the liver, which is where it's attached to the stomach, turned green, Mahu. What will be the halacha? Amalei. So he said, treifa. But ask the Gemara, I don't understand. V'layehe ela nitla. Why is a discolored liver worse than a removed liver? And we've learned that an animal without a liver is still kosher. Amar Rava says, Rava to answer, kimin sharika kovim k'deg b'mayim. Since the liver got discolored next to the b'nei ma'ayim, b'yudua shenafla or, it's a proof that it fell into the fire, v'nechma b'mayim, and it's not just the liver that got affected, the stomach got also affected, and therefore, since it got discolored, it's a treif. Says the Rishu ben Levi, Havalei hi tanagoilus. Rishu ben Levi had a chicken that fell into the fire, and they found after the shechita that its insides got discolored. So says the Gemara, Shadri l'kami de Rebbeleza kfar baribi. They sent this chicken to Rebbeleza kfar de Godladar. Omalei, Yerukim Hava, he says that they're green, Fachshrei, and he said that it's kosher. Asked the Gemara, how could you say that? Vanatnan, haven't we learned already in the Mishnah that Yerukim Absulim, that they're green, that if they're green, they're pasul. So how could you suggest that it's kosher if they're green? Amalei, to which he responded, Loi Amri Yerukim Psulim, El Bekurkovin Belev Bekovid. The kurkovin and the heart and the covid are usually not green. But these are green normally, and therefore, even if they're green, they're kosher. Taina Mehochi, Beil B'nei Ma'ayin, Amru, where is green a problem? Bekurkovin Belev Bekovid, that they are, that's a problem. So from here we see, asked Achroinim, we discussed earlier in our shir, if something's color got darker, so we see that there were Rishayim that said that it's a treifus. Why shouldn't we be concerned if maybe these organs got darker? So I saw the Lev Aryeh answers that whenever the Gemara used the word Yorik, it means two things. It can mean green or it could mean yellow. He says, when we have this issue about changing colors, it's only by green, not by yellow. Says the Yitzhak Yosef Havleihot Tanagalta. Yitzhak Yosef had a chicken. Shadla Kamei Ravua. He sent it to Ravua. V'Oma Aduma Havam. They got red, and therefore Treifa. Asked the Gemara, but we've been learning in our Mishnah, Vanan Tanan Adumi Kshera, that if they're red, they're kosher. Amalei, things that are adumim, shariku, organ that's normally red and got green, or yerukim, something which is normally green, and edema treifa. Like I'm radum ksherim, where do we say that red is not a problem? Belay bekorken bekovid, because that's their natural color. But here we're talking about something whose natural color is green. If the natural color is green, and now it turned into a different color, it turned to red, that's why it's going to be a treifa. Says my Amar Shua Ba'achia Amar Ramani, adumi shariku. If we have red, that a red organ, a red organ that's normally red and got green, the shulkin, and then you cut them. So it's interesting to point out that normally in Shas, when we use the word shlika, the shlika means cooking it a lot. Here, the Shach says that doesn't require substantial cooking, any cooking. If you cook them, and the chazer v'diman, and they come back to the original red color, the halacha is sherim, that it's kosher. The same thing I saw, if the liver got green, and we want to examine it by cooking, it's not just enough to cook it. We have to also open up all the bronchi and make sure that all of them go back to original color. My tama, what's the reason that cooking them and going back to the original color will be fine? Answer the Gemara, because what obviously happened here was that kutra ayabu, it was just the smoke that caused the discoloration, and thereby cooking it, you get out the smoke, and it came back to the original color. Amar Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Af Anan Noima. We're also going to learn the following halacha. Adumim, if you have organs that are normally red, shloi riku, that did not get green, the shulkin, then you cut them, the rikun that got green, treifa. Matama, what's the reason? Because igloi basayu, the fact that they have now their discoloration is a proof that they were always problematic, they are treif. Omar, Ravashi, says the Gemara, so Ravashi, based on everything we just learned, says, hilkach leilechel inish el b'sholka. If you had a bird fall into the fire, what you should always do is put it in for cooking to really examine if it was affected. But says the Marvelahi, that's incorrect. There's no reason for, when we have no reason to be concerned, that we don't have to create concerns. So here, if there's nothing that happened, we don't see that there's any problem with this bird, that's why we don't have to be concerned. That's one pshat. However, the Rav asks a question. Here, the halacha, that we're talking about a bird that fell into the fire. So if it fell into the fire, so it's not that we have no reason to be concerned. We actually do have a reason to concern because of the fire. So he explains that the halacha is that what the Gemara is saying is that even though the bird fell into the fire, but we don't see any problem with the bird, we don't have to look for any, we don't have to look for any problems. Only when we have a problem, only when we see something, must we investigate. But otherwise, we don't have to investigate. However, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim are machmer, and they say if we see a problem, we have to do some investigation. So we learned if an animal was a bird was trampled or knocked against the wall. Says the Gemara, Amar Ablozman Tignes B'Shimar Lozber B'Yanai Achazu Achazu. Whether the bird was trampled by a person, or whether it was knocked against the wall, or whether it was attacked by an animal, in all cases, Tzricha Bedika, we have to do Bedika after the Shechita to see if the organs are all in order. Continues the Mishnah, Veil Ksheres Boif. What are the cases that of Oifa Kosher? Nikva Kageris. If the kana, if the trachea has a hole, but again, as we've learned before, if it has a hole that caused that some of the trachea should be missing, then the halacha will be different. Ashenizdika, or if it has a split, or was attacked by a cat in a place where it won't make it a trefa, nikav hazakav. The zefek is the crop of the animal. And what happens is that the food, after it goes through the veshit, it sits in the zefek, and from the zefek, it goes to the krokovin. Rabbi Omer, that not only if it has a hole, a filo nital, even if it was removed. But the Ran says that even though Rabbi is taking this lenient approach, it says what he means to say is only if it was partially removed. But if it was completely removed, Rebbe would agree that a bird can't survive without a zefek at all, and it would be treif. Yotze b'nei me'ayah v'loy nikfu. If the intestines came out, but they don't have a hole. Nishtabra kapea, if the wings are broken. Nishtabra ragleo, if the bottom part of the leg is broken. Nimritu kanafea, if the down feathers on the bird are taken out. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion actually is em nitla hanoitza, if the down was removed, then actually psula, then this bird will be treif. Tana bar Masr Rav Shmuel Rav Tzadok shalchu la'bishana b'lud. They went to make it a leap. They went to decide if it's a leap year in the city of Lud. The shavsu ba'oinam, and as they were traveling to Lud, they stayed in the city of Oina. The hayru, and they paskin matarpeches. If the animal is missing its wound, kerebi bezefek, the halacha will be, and the Gemara will examine this in a second, if it will be, but the halacha is like Rebbe paskin by zefek. And as the Mefarshim explained, originally the place where they would decide if it should be a leap year was in the Yehuda region of Eretz Yisrael. But towards the end of the Klal Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael, and there were so many decrees in Yehuda, they moved it up to the goal. And Bailahu, and now the Gemara wants to understand what was just meant. Wasn't meant to say Harabitarfechas li surah, that they passed him by the Arfechas, that it's missing, it's a trefa. Kurefi bezefek latera, like Rebbe said, that if it's missing a zefek, it's kosher. Idoma hayrim betafas latera, that they hold that a missing womb is kosher. Kurebi bezefek, like Rebbe says, as we just learned in the Mishnah, that a missing zefek is kosher. Av kurebi bezekef, but when it comes to Rebbe's opinion of zekef, that they weren't saying that they agreed with Rebbe. Loisrael, who maybe there they don't agree with Rebbe, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. How to pask in the Shaila. Omer Rabbi Vitamer Rabbi Shuman Levi. Gagos Shel Zekef, the top part of the Zefek, For as we learned, the Veshit leads into the Zefek. So he says, the Gagoy Shel Zefek, the top part of the Zefek, Nidin Kaveshit, is treated like the Veshit. Of course, the Rishonim point out that even though we're treating it like the Veshit, regarding a hole, as we're going to learn, etc., everybody will agree it's not a place that's kosher to do a shechita on. So ask the Gemara, Heicha, exactly where is the Gagoy Shel Zefek? Om Rabbi Barabaya, Kol Shenimtach Imoy. Anything that the Veshit goes right into, that's the Zefek. And there are many different Pshatim and the Rishonim. One Pshat I saw in the Rishonim is that the Zefek starts skinny and then gets wider. And the skinny part is considered Veshit, the rest is considered Zefek. Another Pshat that I saw is that when the animal eats, and in order to get the food, it stretches its neck. So anything that goes up with the neck as it stretches the neck is considered the Veshit. Anything else is considered the Zefek. We learned in the Mishnah, Yotzu B'nei Ma'al, if the intestines came out, but they don't have a hole, then the halacha is, it's kosher. To which the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Lo Shanal Shlo Hivach Behen, only if he didn't turn over the intestines. Avol Hivach Behen, if he turned over the intestines, Trefa, then it's going to be considered Trefa. As the Pasuk says, in Parshas Hazinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klal Yisrael, he says, Halashem Tigmul Zois, Am Nova V'loi Chochem, Halu Aloi Hu Avicha Kanecha Hu Oscha V'chananecha. What does that mean? Melamed, Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koinonis Vodam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created different parts of the human being, and Nefach Achz Mehen, and if they're not in the right place, any Yochel Lichyos. So here too, if it's turned around, the person can, the animal, the bird cannot survive. Tanya Yeremei Oimer, in speaking about this pasuk, and explaining the pasuk says, "Hu asu v'yichayin necha karcha the kulaba." The pasuk is speaking about Klal Yisrael, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael and gave Klal Yisrael everything that we need: mimenu kahanav, mimenu naviyav, mimenu srov, mimenu melachav. Every part of Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael needs to survive isn't Klal Yisrael. Shnena, as the Pesuk says in Yecheskel, Memena Pina, Memena Yosef, Memena Keshes Mechama, Memena Yotz Kol Noigah Shiachtov. Everything that's necessary is in Klal Yisrael. And I saw the Reb Tzadik explains, what does it mean, Memena Kahanav, Memena Neviyov? He says that Klal Yisrael have Kohanim, and Klal Yisrael have Nevi'im. But what the Gemara is teaching us is that the Kohanim and Nevi'im that we have, their greatness emanates Mimenu. Their greatness emanates from Klal Yisrael. Only because Klal Yisrael is so great, that's why the Klal Yisrael could produce Kohanim and Nevi'im. And as I saw, the Chasam Sofer also goes on to explain that Klal Yisrael needs every one of these people. And every person in Klal Yisrael serves a very unique purpose. But everybody has to recognize what is their unique purpose that they serve in Klal Yisrael. And when we recognize this unique purpose that we serve in Klal Yisrael, then the halacha is that we will be able to determine who, then Klal Yisrael will be on the right foot. Says Ma'aru Ramad, the Chazi Lugavar, the Nafal Me'igral Ara. There was a Roman that saw an individual that fell from the roof to the earth. And Parker Kareise, and his stomach opened up, and Nafik Mayene, and his intestines started coming out. Asila Bray, so what they did was, they brought his son, the Shachti Kameh, and they shechted him Bechizis Anayim. Of course, they didn't really kill him. They just made him believe that he got killed. And because of that, Ingid Visnach, the person who was suffering this, she was shocked. And that caused that all of my neck, that his intestines should go back in, the chayte l'kreisei, and then they sewed it up. And because they were successfully sewed it up, he survived. So our Gemara is teaching us that a chizas enayim, to do something like this, which is not true, an optical illusion, was done. The mefarshim, the paiskim, all paskin, that's only when, like in our Gemara, it was a question of sakanas nefashis. But under normal circumstance, the Chachmas Adam already says that this is not what we're allowed to do. Achizas and Naim, these optical illusions, are not halachically permitted.